We begin today's program, though, with a look at one of the biggest challenges facing California cities, those living on the streets. About a quarter of the nation's homeless population live in California, with most of them concentrated in the state's larger cities, including Fresno. Governor Jerry Brown has responded in his latest budget by including $500 million in grants for cities to address homelessness. Fresno Mayor Lee Brand went to Sacramento to lobby in support of the funding. Despite years of work on the problem, the city's homeless population is still significant. And some have said in recent times, Fresno has spent too much time and money criminalizing homelessness, referring to the so-called camping ban. But as Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui reports, Mayor Brand has announced a new initiative that may strike a balance between cleaning up streets and offering assistance that homeless advocates agree with.
Tammy Guzman was not prepared for a divorce that left her homeless on and off for the last 6 years. After being on the streets in California, she spent some time in Oregon, but eventually returned to Fresno to be close to family.
I have grandchildren here and a son here, and just decided to come back and give Fresno a shot. And then I thought, wow, I think I made a mistake.
Guzman, still homeless, couldn't find a place to live. And when she tried to go to the Poverello house, she ended up getting kicked out.
There was no housing for me. I mean, I was literally on the street, and I was coming apart at the seams.
Now Guzman lives at the Dakota Eco Village, which is a house revamped for people who were homeless. But when she was on the streets, Guzman says she needed a safe place where she had some space and could start to get back on her feet. Dakota Eco Village co-founder Jerry Bill says that providing this kind of support is where the city has failed.
The other thing that's a disgrace in this city is there's no real emergency housing. Places that pass for emergency housing here are just, they have a lot of restrictions. They're not low barrier, and they're not necessarily available to everybody at all times.
This idea of accessible and immediate interim housing is part of what Fresno Mayor Lee Brand is trying to coordinate with his new initiative, Street to Home Fresno County. Brand says this will be a new collaborative between the city, county, and independent organizations, co-chaired by himself and County Supervisor Sal Quintero.
And we want to find a shelter, a triage, and we're not quite certain. We've done a lot of research, so we can do our due diligence and what is best for Fresno.
Brand hopes to model the project off of successful programs in other cities. The plan is to address the spectrum of needs for people who are homeless. This would include temporary housing and an opportunity for people to look at their options and determine what resources they can use. Brand says this will be a community-wide project and incorporate existing nonprofits like Poverello House and Fresno Rescue Mission. Some have criticized these programs, saying they have too many rules that limit their accessibility. Brand calls them high threshold and says they are important. But he says Street to Home will try to fill gaps in homeless assistance.
This goal is to get people out within 90 to 120 days, and they have what they call a low threshold. That means you can come in, still being, have an alcohol problem, still having, using drugs, but you've got so much time, you've got to wean yourself off. And then and if you're successful, they're on their way out, they're going to have, you know, always have intensive case management.
And in a city where advocates and officials have often been at odds, the new policy is a change of tone. Paul Jackson with the Fresno Homeless Advocates says that the collaboration between city and county is definitely a welcome component.
It's going to take more than simply the city itself providing the services. I'm saying this because it truly is a community problem and it has to be solved by the community.
Jackson says the group is encouraged by Brand's honesty about his own daughter's struggle with homelessness, but at the same time, they are being cautious. Jackson says that the city of Fresno has not made it easy to be homeless. He says the city's camping ban has criminalized those who are homeless more than assisted them.
And perhaps we reach the point where we realize we've swung so far in that one direction, it's kind of pointless. Because if you're doing all this with the anti-camping ordinance, you're still not getting any results. I mean, very few have accepted services through that ordinance. Something more is needed. That's obvious, I would hope.
Jackson says that it's hard to find a solution because homelessness is such a multifaceted problem, a point Mayor Brand and many other homeless advocates agree with. But Jackson says the Fresno homeless advocates are optimistic. In their words, they're looking forward to when Fresno is a more homeful place. Meanwhile, city officials say they hope to get the Street to Home initiative running and assisting people by the end of the year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Tsutsui.